This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. What a day it is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. He started the show before the recording in typical, beautiful fashion. And we're glad to see you. We're glad to be with you today. It's going to be a fun show.
So what you don't know is Adrian has a thumbtack in his right hand, and whenever I do anything dumb, he stabs me. So I got stabbed world record time within 1 second of the start of the show. So we have got a guest for you today that is epic. He is so far beyond my pay grade or my coverage. It's unbelievable. He looks 12 years old, but this guy has accomplished some giant things. A New Yorker, unbelievable guy. And Adrian, take it away, baby.
This is going to be a ton of fun. And anytime we have a mutual friend, her name is Babette Tino. We got to get out from behind the scenes and out front, because she is the most amazing. She's Superwoman, and anybody who knows her knows, but the whole world needs to know. And so Babette said, you have got to meet this guy. Elon Musk is his fan. He has connected to everybody in the world, and you got to meet this guy. And I said, that sounds like I do. And so Christopher and I have gotten a chance to get to know each other a little bit, and we are thrilled to have you here with us today. Christopher Kai is known as the Billionaire Networker, and you'll learn a lot more about why in a minute. But Christopher, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And giving props to Babette, if you're watching, listening, I call her Babette the Bold. Every time I talk to her, she's always like my best girl. I was like, oh my God, Christopher, you're amazing. Like, thank you, Babette. But she has this amazing energy, spirit, but also your heart. So thank you so much for having me here. And I'm super beyond excited to be part of this amazing community.
And if you remember, where we fell in love with Babette was at Ray Higdon's deal.
Yeah.
And we're revisiting that platform, that stage down in Florida with their huge event in September. And tonight I have to be on a panel with them all, and I called them up and I said, I'm your token loser. Do you really want me on there? And they go, yeah, we think we want you anyway, Tom. So I'm still doing the panel tonight. So if any of you can watch that thing live, it's going to be on something somewhere. So go ahead.
Wow, there you go. That's, and I don't think you knew this, but Christopher, you're going to be there with Ray Higdon in September as well, aren't you?
I was supposed to, but he will be in my podcast.
All right.
I literally just booked, I haven't even told people yet, but I'll just say there's a guy that's quite wealthy who has a private island event in November that I'm very, very close to speaking at and interviewing. So he's very well known for doing charity work. He's English, a daredevil. It's not been completely solidified, but it's very, very, very close. I do events called Gift Rex Talks. It's the world's leading community for entrepreneurs, for speakers. And it's called the TED Talks for Entrepreneurs. We've actually had the TED founder come by. So I'm going to do something like that at this very special man's island in a few months. So that's kind of why since I last spoke to Ray, I mean, I'm just booking things all the time. So I can't always, you know, go to certain places. So
that's a big book right there, buddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I showed the stage. This stage behind me, actually, that same unmentioned, very well and rich person, he was also on the stage. I've shared the stage with him at this event, and I've met him a few times. A phenomenal guy.
I shared a stage with him.
Yeah,
bang, true. Bang!
How about that?
Yeah, not bad.
Oh, my goodness. That's so cool. So I mentioned this in the intro, and I'm fascinated by you, Christopher, because you have the people who you have rubbed elbows with and done business with and helped and connected with in a really big way for a long time are the kind of people that I dream about connecting with and getting to work with, and I know a lot of others do too. And it wasn't like you were born with all those connections. And so I want to hear a little bit of your backstory of how did you, you know, you weren't born the Billionaire Networker. How did this all come about, and where did that begin for you?
Absolutely. Let me just first let your audience know why it's important to network, meet, and learn from billionaires. I believe that business owners like we are the most creative thing in the world. So when you look at Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Dali, Rodin, Salvador Dali, they're all the most top in the world in art. But in business, the reason why I respect not all billionaires, but the reason why I started learning about billionaires is because I wanted to understand, well, who are the Michelangelos, Da Vinci's of the business world? And they are the billionaires. There's 8 billion people in the world. And when you meet those 3,000 or so billionaires, I've met about 100, I've studied hundreds of them, you start understanding how creative they are. Just to be clear on why I meet people like that, it's not just the actual money, it's the level of standard, excellence, and just sheer grit that they do and have to build the businesses, right? So the backstory, Adrian, is that when I was in New York City, my mom was a school teacher, taught fifth grade for 35 plus years. My father worked for the city. He was a case manager, a caseworker. So no money, no access, no connections. I had two older brothers. I grew up Catholic, so I had all this restriction, you know, do this, do that, don't stand up, don't talk. I got punished all the time. But thankfully, I had an uncle, Uncle Ding, who hired me at age 12. So in school, I was punished for talking too much in class. I was teased for being really short. I had a reading disability. So not the best upbringing, perhaps, because they kept telling me to shut up, you know? It didn't work. But my uncle, who hired me as a 12-year-old kid at his insurance company, and I started seeing, wow, my uncle came from Hong Kong as an immigrant, built a business in Manhattan, and I started seeing why he was successful. His network of clients adored him, respected him, hired him. And the more I started getting older and started doing more things, I started working at American Express in my 20s. And I started realizing when you really need people that are successful, we all hear that phrase, your network is your net worth. But it's beyond just your net worth. It's like everything. It's your vision. It's as what Albert Einstein said, your imagination is more important than knowledge because your imagination is the preview of your life-coming attractions. So when you meet people that are billionaires or Olympian athletes or Navy SEALs or pastors, people that you admire, it's your preview. And thankfully, though my parents did come from humble beginnings, they taught me that we all have value. So it's not that they have more value than us as human beings. They might have a bigger bank account or fame, but I'm very clear, we all have the same value. I don't care if you're Elon Musk, Richard Branson. I don't care if you're Oprah Winfrey, Jeff Bezos. It doesn't matter. I met many of them. It's about if you understand that they're all human beings, as we are, but their network, that same event, by the way, I met Elon Musk in the same year, different years. I also met, I'm going to drop names only because you see how ridiculously unfair life is. The same event I met Elon, I also met Justin Bieber, Barry Diller, who's a billionaire, Idris Elba, Usher, Oliver Stone, Sean Penn, Chris Martin of Coldplay, who was married for Gwyneth Paltrow, Justin Bieber, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jeff Bezos. It was the same event. Now, granted, it did cost $5,000. But that's not a lot of money, objectively speaking, if you can get that access at that level that's consistent. And that's why when I realized I want to be the Robin Hood networking, because I know it's unfair, frankly. Someone like Larry Ellison doesn't need another $1 billion, nor does Elon Musk, right? The people on this call listening, learning, watching, hopefully know that it's so possible. It's not just meeting them, by the way. It's meeting the people around them, but more importantly, it's a mindset. So coming from my modest background, the understanding that pivot point of having a network, and now Inc. Magazine wrote this article because it's kind of a bit of a arrogant term to call someone a billion networker, but there's an article that Inc. Magazine wrote about me. So I'm just grateful that I've been able to not just access, but most importantly, learn and share.
That's so interesting.
How old are you?
49.
So you think all these people think they have to be smart, they have to be good looking, they have to be rich. How long has it been since somebody looked at your report card, Christopher? Long time. They don't care.
They just count on my hair now.
No, they care how nice you are, how you make them feel. They don't care about all that, those accolades or your net worth. They care about your heart. And if they know that you are talking to them, not at them, and looking into their agenda, not yours, you win. But no one can get that out of the space and just be with people. And I looked you up. I knew your blood type when we walked in, and I said something to you that was off the chart to create relatedness. And that's what happened, because that's all you have to do with the guy that's got the island or Elon Musk. I'm going to tell him I've had a Tesla for 7 years. He's going to swallow a cigar because I was an early adopter, and he's going to love me. I plan on that. He can't live without me. So that's what you do. I can see that with that smile, and that's what carries the day, right?
Absolutely.
I love you.
So, Christopher, I'm gonna dig a little bit because I wanna unpack what took you from working at American Express in your early 20s. There's some insight along the way that has you get to the place where you even get invited to the event, where then you choose to pay $5,000 and connect with all these people. Where's the bridge where you realized that that was the thing, even at that level?
So as your father said, it's all about that love and the interest for the grit, right? So for me, when I realized that I have to work, and I realized I don't like authority, and I realized you can actually get paid to speak, it's like, whoa. And I don't think people realize this, but I call speaking next level networking, because the global business conference space is $1.6 trillion. The e-learning space is $800 billion, and the personal development space is $6-7 billion. So that's over a $2 trillion space. So after I left American Express, because I never was this, again, learning from other people that might not be as smart as I am, I'm kind of impatient as all entrepreneurs are, and I was writing a book, my first book, I thought, you know, projecting forward, I don't want to be here. Yes, I'll be in a corner office. Yes, I'll be making millions of dollars, but I don't want that lifestyle of always working for some other person in this big company. So I knew early on that as an entrepreneur, I would have my own business. I just didn't know what. And when I started researching, when you write a book, people see it as an authority, and this is the book that I'm most well-known for, where it's the number one bestseller about networking billionaires, but I started writing a college success guide. So after leaving American Express and knowing that that wasn't my role, but my nephew was going to be born during that time, so I stayed a little longer because, you know, family is very important as is faith. So I decided, you know, I want to stay in New York a little bit longer, frankly, for my nephew because he was born. And once he was born for a few years, I said, you know what, I'm done with corporate America, grateful for American Express, sold my luxury apartment in New York City, came out to California with my first book, and that was 23 years ago. So as you all know, it's all iterative, but when I realized how can I make the most impact, the most money, the least amount of time, it really is being a global expert as a speaker and as an online coach. So now I have clients in 120 cities in 30 countries. I'm not even good at computers, okay? Just to be clear, I sometimes literally have been on a podcast and it went out. I'm like, what happened? It's because my plug was not plugged. I mean, this literally, this happened. I was on a podcast, I'm like, what happened? I'm like, oh, I looked at my laptop and it wasn't plugged in. So that's how not very good I am at computers. So for those who are listening or watching, it's all about having that love for service of other people, understanding that your network is the number one best predictor for career success based on a guy named Dr. Ron Burt, who has studied network science from the University of Chicago. So this is science-based strategies of success.
I love that. We're going to take our first break. We're talking to Christopher Kai, known as the Billionaire Networker. This has been an incredible conversation already, and it's only going to get better. So stick around. We'll be back right after this on Legacy Leadership.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. We're having an awesome conversation with Christopher Kai, known as the Billionaire Networker. His last name's K-A-I. Go check him out at ChristopherKai.com. You want to learn what this guy is up to because it is fascinating. And so we were talking before the break, and you were sharing that, you know, this stuff about your network being the number one predictor of your success is not just an opinion. It's not just anecdotal experience. It's science, and it's proven. And so what can we learn from that work about how important this is and how you can be a better networker, Christopher?
Absolutely. In the most basic sense, you have closed networks and open networks. A closed network is if you look at your phone, if everyone on your phone came from the same race, same religion, same socioeconomic background, same everything, same gender. That's how I was when I was 6 years old, when I was riding my bicycle, and 15 feet away was my best friend, Charlie Campiglia. What's up, Charlie Campiglia? He was on his bike. And I'm like, hey, Charlie, what's up? Hey, come over here, come over here. He's like, oh, sorry, Chris, I can't cross the street. My mom told me I can't cross the street. Mind you, we're 15 feet away, but that's a closed network where we're so insulated that all we know is ourselves, as six-year-old kids in New York City, Queens, Woodside, Queens, New York. So an open network is, if you look at my phone, I remember I was in Israel at a burrito shop, and this guy was talking English, so clearly he was American. And when he found out that I was a networker, I'd never been a billionaire, he's like, can I see your phone? I'm like, why? Because I forget, right? I don't go around saying I'm a billionaire networker, I network. So he's like, I want to see who's on your phone. So it wasn't just billionaires, it was world-class athletes, it was sons and daughters of presidents, it was royalty, it was Kennedys, only because I want to learn and grow and serve. You cannot truly serve people if you don't have a vast understanding of life. I've literally mentored homeless kids. I've met murderers at a homeless shelter, but I've also met some of the brightest, smartest, and richest people in the world. When you have that spectrum of awareness, understanding of human nature, you really can serve people. And you only need two networks. You need an expert network to learn from and a client network to earn from. I'll say it again. You need an expert network to learn from and a client network to earn from. And you want to know an acronym that you can remember forever to remember these two things, these two networks?
Yes.
It's Miami Vice. So picture, there's a yacht behind me, beautiful women in bikinis on a yacht sitting champagne. Miami Vice, remember Vice. It stands for vibe, integrity. For experts, you need competency because they might say they're competent, but they're not. And lastly is explosion. For experts, if you have the vibe, which both of you have, if you have integrity, which is a little bit harder to discern, if they have competency, you don't have to worry about everything else. There'll be an explosion of opportunities. That's for the expert network. The client network, V and I are the same thing, vibe and integrity, but C is cash. If those who are listening want to find more clients, you have the best heart, but at one point you have to have some cash to help you, to serve you, to hire you, because all it is energy. And if you have those three things, you have an explosion. I learned long ago, if you have the right vibe, if you have integrity, if you have competency for expert or cash for client, you don't have to worry about anything. There'll be literally an explosion of opportunities, an explosion of results, an explosion of cornucopia, an explosion of opportunities, because in life, you don't have to meet everyone. I sometimes meet people at conferences, they're passing their business cards like it's popcorn. You're better off meeting two people like Tom and Adrian, who have substance, with quality, who have a depth of service than 2,000 people. So people confuse quality and quantity. I literally rather meet you two at a 10,000 person conference than just pass a business card, which a lot of people do that are not as aware or learned or patient with life and success.
He's right. So you know what you just won? We give these away never.
Woo!
How do you like that? It's coming your way, baby. Fire your brain. Fire your heart.
I love that.
You have to do that. You lose the cool, you guys, and just get related as fast as you can, and the rest will be history. And Adrian and I talk about the BLTs a lot, like a BLT sandwich, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Because if people feel like they belong in your tribe, if they know you love them, if they know they can trust you, and they know they're safe with you, they will do anything for you. And that's what we strive to achieve with the human beings in our life, because it just changes everything. And you're that guy, man. I can completely understand your immense success.
Thank you, Tom. And for all of you to know, just so you know, right, I have a monthly speaker series that you're all invited to come to in Miami called Get Rex Talks. It's the world's leading speaker community for entrepreneurs. It's been called the TED Talk for Entrepreneurs. We had the TED founder come by, right? But I just gave this speech last week, and I said, our community, our goal is it's all about love, learning, and laughter.
Yeah.
If the foundation is love, you can't go wrong. Again, I'm not the perfect person. I'm not the always loving person, but it's the foundation. Learning, if we're not learning, we're not growing. And if we're not laughing, we're not having fun. But when you said that, again, a lot of people talk about love, but are we actually showing it? It's not a noun, it's a verb. And when you talk about marketing or business, you don't have to vibe with everyone. And it's not about what you think about a person, it's what you feel. As soon as,
we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be back right after this.
It's about the vibe and the feel. So everybody remember that we're taking break. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault and this Christopher Kai. And if you do anything, watch this show 5 times and listen to what he does, because he did it. Buy his books. Go to his house. I love this guy. We're coming back right after this on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. More bodies were discovered by search teams in the rubble of the Maui resort town that was destroyed by a raging wildfire this week. Over 1,000 buildings burned to the ground, and the death toll is expected to rise as teams with cadaver dogs continue to search for hundreds who remain missing. The Coast Guard says it took part in search and rescue efforts for those fleeing the deadly Lahaina wildfire by running into the ocean. An investigation is underway after a 3-year-old girl from Venezuela died in Illinois after being sent from Texas on a bus full of migrants. Michael Kastner has more.
Texas officials say after the child started showing health concerns Thursday evening, the bus pulled over and security personnel called 911. The child later died at a local Illinois hospital. Texas officials say none of the passengers showed signs of illness when they boarded the bus near the Mexican border in Brownsville.
That's Michael Kastner. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Christopher Kai. This has been an awesome conversation, and thank God this is our longer segment, so we've got more time to really dig in. But you're exactly right. You don't have to vibe with everybody. You don't have to. It isn't about spraying business cards all over the place. This is for the listener. When was the last time that you handed out more than one business card in a day and it produced anything? It just that's not a thing, right? And you talk to anybody under the age of like 30 and they ask you what's a business card anyway. So it's a different way to be in the world, and you have shown a lot of people how to do that, Christopher. I want to shift towards story in a second, but before I do, you have interviewed, you have met, you have connected with like the who's who, and I'm curious, who is one person that has stood out as just extremely positive? Your experience of them was even more positive than what you had hoped they might be when you got to know them personally.
I'm going to share one that people might not expect. Her name is Diana Nyad. Diana Nyad is the only person in human history to swim from Cuba to Key West. She did it after 30 years on a fifth attempt, and she was in her 60s. And I say Diana Nyad only because she's one of the rare people that did something that no one else has done, but also was able to share that story, because not everyone can actually share the story and do what they've done. So like a Jeff Bezos, Dinah Nyad, they're very rare, Oprah Winfrey, someone like a Bill Gates. The reason why my most recent book is called Wizard of Words, Bill Gates said he was a minor wizard and Steve Jobs was a major wizard because he was Steve Jobs casting all these spells. And again, this is Bill Gates calling himself a minor wizard. But Dinah Nyad is an athlete, a pioneer, a visionary who, after 30 years, fifth attempt, swam 100 plus miles after 40, 50 hours in her 60s. So for her to do something that no one's ever done, and to do it but also share it, she is one of the most inspiring, visionary, kind, humble people that I've met in my life, hands down.
That is so cool. And you did it perfectly, which I would expect nothing less, because that's the perfect segue. Because I'm really curious, and we were talking a little bit about this before the show, your obsession started, it seems, with this concept of networking and the power of building a really powerful network. And it has shifted to the power of story and storytelling and helping others to do that. And so how did that shift occur for you, and why has story become your new magnificent obsession?
Yes, I'm like a puppy dog when it comes to serving people. So I spend a lot of time on myself. And if you ever owned a dog, and those who are dog owners will know this, if I'm like a little Yorkie, and I'm stuck at home all day long, when I see someone, I just want to like spread love and jump on them, right? So that's what happens with networking, where when I realize that I can get these people into these events, i.e. a Milken conference, which at that time cost $12,500, now cost $25,000 for one event.
Wow.
And I get my clients into these events, which Elon Musk has spoken at, mind you, and President Bush, and I don't know President Obama, but Kobe Bryant has. But what I'm saying is, I got my clients into these events because they hired me to really teach them the strategy of networking, the science of networking. And when they were there, I realized they didn't speak well. They didn't have a great icebreaker. They didn't know how to follow up. So I pivoted from, okay, they kept asking me, hey, Christopher, please get me in the right rooms. But when they're there, it was like complete, like they just expected me to hand the baton to them. And I realized, okay, it was so unrealistic that just because I can get them in the right room, they just assume that Elon or someone that would want to talk to them, but they don't really care. You know, the last time I had it with Elon, it was like, you donate $100,000 to this homeless youth program I created, and I'll ask Elon for a 10-minute interview on his time, on his, like, I don't even want the money. And I'm not saying that Elon's a friend of mine. I do have his contact information. I'm just saying, like, people don't realize that people like that, at that level, they get approached 6,227 times per minute. Because I get approached 200 plus times per 3 hour. I'm just saying, to keep it simple, it happened when it's all about service, right? First is, okay, people need to network. I wrote a book about that. Then I realized people want to speak, and so I created an entire program. So those who are listening, don't sell things people don't want. Sell things, serve things, give things to people that they want. And if you are teaching people how to build their business, build their network, build their net worth, they're going to love you for it, as Tom keeps mentioning about love. So it really came from, what do my clients want? What did you keep asking me for? And then I gave them what they wanted and what they asked for and what they would pay for.
If you want to catch a mouse, you have to think like a cheese. That's all it boils down to. In a nutshell, yeah, exactly right. He's right on the money.
So good. So good. And so you identified this need for your clients to not just get into the right room, but to be able to stand and deliver, to shine when they get in there. And so what has this quest looked like for you to be able to enable your clients to be able to really shine in that moment?
$200+ million and millions of people impacted. And we're so grateful. We've done an ATM. Yeah. It's much more than that, but I'll keep it humble.
Right. Right.
But it's really the impact they've made to help a grandma from Idaho make six figures from two events that she organized and served. And there's really four levels of networking, by the way. There's traditional networking, there's science-based networking, there's big game hunting, which are these high-level people that you think you may or may not reach or can't reach. And lastly, next-level networking, which is what my primary focus now is, teaching every entrepreneur how to use this door to impact people, how to become speakers, how to really become a coach. Because when you're an entrepreneur on stage, it's what I call first-class credibility. When you fly first class, which I hope all of you do, especially lie flat in a suite, it's instant. They're not going to question your credibility because we live in an age where your competition isn't the other guy or gal. It's YouTube, Facebook, Clubhouse, HBO, Showtime. It's all these things that these companies spend billions of dollars to catch our attention. But when you have stories that you, I will never forget this day, frankly, because your father-son brand, my father's name is Thomas, your energy, your vibe, your authenticity, your love is so transparent, and all of you who know Tom and Adrian know this, but networking is really about that givingness, but speaking is really next level because you don't have to network at all. You're on stage, whether in person or virtual, and if you are presenting yourself authentically and you're giving value that they can use, like, yo, network is a science. Yo, find people that are outside your closed network, and you only need two networks, expert network to learn from, client network to earn from. If you give them actual, factual, practical things, not just fluff, it's not motivation, it's methodology, they're going to love you for it. And you should charge for your services. You should be a speaker. And even though those who listen to this maybe might be a client one day, maybe not, it doesn't matter. I still say the same thing. I'm like, yo, be a speaker, because if you're a speaker, you are a perceived expert. If you're not, you have a hobby, not a career.
Yeah.
I love that he says yo.
Yo.
Me too.
Yo, how you doing? Huh? I'm from New York.
That is so good. And it's so true. And I loved, you know, when you talked about that concept of next level networking, that's so true, right? You come off that stage, whether it's a virtual stage, whether it's an in-person stage, and what immediately happens? However many people in that audience, you've impacted dozens, hundreds, maybe thousands of those people, and they're all lining up because they want to talk to you. They are all lining up because they feel the connection with you already before you've even said a word to one another. And the value of that is priceless because it's allowing you to attract all of those people to you.
You give what you get. It's the laws of physics. What you put out comes back. And again, you both, I already know the people listening that are fans of you, I already know they should be so grateful to be part of your community because, again, we live in such a divisive world, whether in the U.S. or everywhere. But nothing ever is better than having that community, that network of people that are serving you. We're all imperfect, but we have that ideal. Carl Schurz once said that stars, it's like your best ideals. We're not there to touch the stars. They're there to guide you along your path in life. I just paraphrased that. So that's not the exact quote, but Carl Schurz once said that stars are there like ideals that are there to guide you along. And so being loving, being of service are our guides.
And find yourself a platform. What I love about Christopher is he found a platform that fit for him, and he hopped on that giant platform. And his stature wasn't so big. So he immediately reached out to these billionaires and was standing next to them, and he looked like a BB on a four-lane highway. So he interviewed one big guy, and he grew a little. And he interviewed another one, and he grew a little. And he interviewed another one, and he grew a little. And now his statue is literally bigger than the guy with the island, because that's what happens with that association. And those guys with the island and the people that he's met, they know that they can call Christopher and get something done no matter what. And every one of those guys, just like every one of you, have needs that you're not going to believe. And you just filled that niche. And I'm telling you, you are a magician. And I know a couple of guys like you that I'm in awe of, because here I am a dinosaur. And I missed the boat on the earn part. You know, I really connected well because I'm a recovering alcoholic of 35 years and I've been given. But I've met Khashoggi. I've met some serious people on this planet. But I never had them really not be able to live their life without me. And I believe that what your secret to success was, you made your Rolodex almost indispensable to their subconscious, so they kept you in their life, which I should have been better at, if that makes sense to everybody, because it makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you?
It absolutely does. And I think there's another piece of the puzzle that you shared earlier, right? You're standing in that city, and the person says, "Hey, let me see your phone. I want to scroll through your phone."
Okay. And Tel Aviv, Israel.
In Israel, there you go.
Who would have thought they sold burritos in Israel?
I know that was.
And I lived in LA for many years, right? So I'm like, I'm pitching a little bit for a burrito. Again, everyone's speaking Hebrew, and I see this dude. His name is Corey. Super cool guy. We're still friends to this day. This is 6-7 years ago that I met him in Tel Aviv.
Sweet. That's fantastic. And so the point I want to make, so we got to go to our last break here in about a minute, is that you don't have any scarcity because who cares? You know, obviously you don't want people stealing Elon's phone number or Oprah's phone number or whatever, but you are the key to the lock to that relationship, right? Just because you have Oprah's phone number doesn't mean anything because Oprah's not going to take your phone call. It's a function of the way that you build and maintain those relationships and find ways to add value and stay in touch creatively and do all the things that you have done and that you in turn have shown your clients how to do. Those are the difference makers. Otherwise, it's meaningless, right? If somebody steals Tom Chenault's phone with all of the famous people he knows in that, what it's going to do them no good. It's a function of you have to continue to make those relationship deposits into your business. And so I want to make sure to share this for those of you that are listening on the radio. Go to ChristopherKai.com/GPS. He has an incredible program that he's created that is distilling these principles and these concepts that have produced these incredible results for clients large and small. And you want to go and learn more about that. So go to ChristopherKai.com/GPS, like your GPS system. Go check that out. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And Adrian just said something about making deposits. I want you to think about your relationships or your Rolodex like a bank. Just make a bunch of deposits into those relationships. So when the day comes that you need to make a withdrawal, they say, what have you done for me? And they don't, you don't have to say it because it's there. You made the deposits and all you're doing is basically calling somebody and saying, I need a favor or I need this or I need that. But if you've ignored it until you need something, you're done. That's called bank robbery. Don't do that. Be Christopher, right? That was pretty cool.
I like that. I like the bank robbery part of that. And that's
I love that. And that also plays into what Stephen Covey said in his Seven Habits of Highly Effective People book. You plant and put emotional deposits into relationships. And what the biggest mistake people make is that they think that, okay, I'm going to keep working, and then one day when I need a call, whatever, I'm going to build a network. It's like they forget that you build a network long-term. One of my books, I talk about 10-year relationships. All the people that I meet that aren't really as aware, they think transactions. If you're not helping people to transform their lives, you're not here to live your purpose. Because once you get to a certain point money-wise, as you both know, it doesn't mean anything. You know, oh, yeah, you could buy a yacht or a mansion. It doesn't matter. It really is about how can you leave a legacy? How can you serve people? But that whole deposit, I want to stress what you said, Adrian. It's so important that deposits of service, deposits of love, and not expecting things. I literally have people telling me all the time, oh, how did you get involved with that? His name is Pascal. He's a Grammy-nominated composer. He ended up connecting with Hyperloop. And I forgot, I'm the guy that introduced him to the co-founder of Hyperloop. You know, I just forgot because I'm not counting things. I just love, like, you know, the puppy dog. You just go out there and serve people to agree. Like, I'm not going to just give away my Rolodex, but I'm just saying certain types of instances. I've literally given contacts at certain events at a spur of the moment, and I don't think they realize how much time it took me to meet and reach those contacts. But again, sometimes you get lucky. It's like the lottery, you know, but those deposits, if you focus on consistency and integrity, it's the way to go to build your network.
So, Christopher, having done all this work in developing this amazing GPS system that you have created for clients, you know, if somebody is contemplating, like, okay, I think I get it now. I need to get in the right rooms, and I need to be able to stand and deliver when I get there. What's one thing that they could do today to start moving themselves in the right direction towards that sort of an outcome?
After this call, after this podcast, take their phone, whatever platform they're on, they say, oh my gosh, I just saw the most amazing podcast with Tom, Adrian, Christopher Kai. You should learn about them. And I say this not to promote us, promote themselves, because they're associating with you and I, and most people don't do that. They hear the knowledge, oh, I love that. But in business, it's not about learning like in school. You want to apply it. So the first thing you can do is just start applying Success by Association. And GPS, mind you, stands for the Gifted Professional Speaker Program, where we teach people how to impact people based on science and how to build a network, next level networking, through being a speaker.
That's so cool. And I love that. And, you know, he's not here today. There's a guy that is in our orbit, and there's several who are here today who are amazing, who are so great about sharing what we do. But there's one guy named J. Michael Smith, and he is the most phenomenal about edifying the people who he comes into contact with. And he does that so well. And you can kind of tell when somebody's doing it because they hope to get something versus somebody who's doing it truly from an expression of gratitude. And when it lands as truly that expression of gratitude, you, no matter what your level is, a very famous friend of ours was talking about this on a podcast I was listening to with him the other day, that it's like, even at that level, like I noticed that there are certain people who are always the ones that are sharing something insightful or positive or whatever, that they're the people who consistently show up, and it makes a difference. It makes an impact, even when you might feel like it's nothing, right, Christopher?
Absolutely. I remind people, no matter where you are level-wise, again, whether it's socioeconomical background, the sun is 93 million miles away from us. Yet it creates life on Earth, which is 93 million miles away from the sun. So all of you have the power with your story to shine a light on someone that might have the worst day in their life. So I just always talk to people like, oh, I can't be you. No, you forget that the sun is 93 million miles away. You're telling me if you're sitting next to someone that's 2 inches away from you, you can't impact them with a smile, with a hug, with a genuine compliment? So burn away, delete, erase those negative self-thought images that many of us have. But if the sun is 93 million miles away from us here on Earth, and you're 2 inches away from someone next to you or on a podcast, it doesn't matter. We all have the ability to convey, spread love, and to give people a better life, to have a legacy.
That is exactly right.
We love you. Who's our guest next week?
Onyx Cole.
Oh, she's a beast. That'll be great. Not nearly as connected as this guy. Do you know Darren Prince?
No.
He's Goggins' agent.
Oh,
this
cool.
guy is a beast, and I'm going to introduce you to him. So you guys are made for each other. So, see, I'm trying to give it away the cheese. So Christopher goes, what's your dad's phone number? So that's what's going to happen.
This has been a fantastic conversation.
Love
Christopher,
him.
Thank you so much. Everyone, make sure you go to ChristopherKai, KAI.com/GPS. Go and learn what it means to become a gifted professional speaker and one who operates from this space of contribution. That is really what it's all about. And Christopher, you made a huge contribution to all of us and to our audience. And I know that people are going to really enjoy getting to continue to know you and learn from you and just be in your vibe. And so looking forward to continuing that with you as well. Thanks again, everyone, for being here. We'll see you next week on the Legacy Leadership Show. And Christopher, thanks again.
See you later.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.